Maeve Higgins is in to talk to Dermot and Dave on today.
Yeah,
hi,
I was
Maeve.
Just thinking, we never did tug of war in school.
No.
School races. I don't think so. No.
Teachers against.
Well, I was always like, I've got cramps, even though I was like seven.
Cramps?
Yeah,
okay,
you know.
Okay, just checking.
What sports were you good at when you were in school?
Oh, I didn't. You know, I wasn't.
There was no sports.
No. I was like, I'm a reader. And then like lots of my friends did sports and reading.
It's how
like,
can you?
It's like when you're like, I'm funny. I don't have to be beautiful. And then like there's like so many funny, beautiful people. I'm like,
thank you for coming in this morning. I know you're just off an airplane from New York. That's where you're doing your comedy these days.
Yeah.
But you're home for the Vodafone Comedy Festival.
I just flew in this morning. I don't know how early... like you get jet lag, but I feel like maybe I have jet lag because I feel quite emotional.
Okay, that's all right.
Because I just had tea and I just had like tea and scrambled eggs. And then my card didn't work. And then the lady was like, that's no problem. Oh my, you don't have to pay. But it was like €6. And she was acting like I was crazy that I wanted to pay by the end of it.
Well, that's a nice welcome home,
isn't
it? It was
so nice.
Can't imagine that would happen in New York, would it?
No, I doubt it. I mean, I don't know what would happen, but I think I might get shot.
Probably.
If I was like, oh, sorry, mate, this is AIB and it doesn't, you know, like, they'd just be like,
well, you're dead. Like it might be a bit of an extreme reaction.
If you want to check if you're, well, either jet lagged or hungover, just watch the end of Toy Story 3. And if you cry, you definitely are.
No, hang on. I don't know anybody who can watch the end of Toy Story 3 and not cry. Are you insane? Doesn't matter what state you're
even
in.
If you're like stone cold.
Yeah, stone cold and like the happiest person world, and then you just watch that bit where,
or if you cry at ads
are
that means you're hungover or jet lagged.
Yeah. No, I'm not. I don't think I'm going to cry at an ad. I think I'm going to be much better by tonight when I have a comedy show. And I better not be weeping on stage.
How long have you been in New York now?
3 years.
And what's it like?
Great.
Are you still enjoying it?
Yeah,
is
I
it
love
home?
It. I mean, it does feel... No, I mean, Cove is home.
Right.
Like, I can't even help myself. You know, I'm just like, I'm going home. And everyone's like, Brooklyn. I'm like, no, Cove. Because that's like, I guess, an Irish thing, right? Like, you just think
you never
it's
get
home.
Away from it, yeah.
Like, it's so weird in America when people like don't meet up with their family twice a year. You know, they're like, you know what? I've actually cut ties with my dad. I'm like, what? That's not allowed.
Yeah, you can't do that.
No, so you're going to go home to Cove for 3 weeks?
Yeah, I think so. I have to write, so I'm kind of fooling myself that I'm going to do my writing at home. I have a book deal with Penguin, so I'm supposed to be writing this book. And so I was like, what could be better than the rural, you know, rural Ireland? And mother will hand me in cups of tea. But now I think I have like lots of nieces, and I have 3 2-year-old nieces.
Right.
Yeah, so I think I'm just going to be hanging out with them, showing them how to roll.
And I... how to roll?
Roll down a hill. You can finish the sentence.
Cool. Yeah, the grassy hill. Sure. Yeah.
So Penguin is the publisher's, obviously not the baddie from Batman. He didn't give you a book deal.
No. Imagine if he was my editor, just like making me feel terrible about everything.
Not enough kill Batman in here. What's the book? What are you going to write?
So it's funny essays. I mean, I already wrote 2. Books, but they were in Ireland and the UK. So then I was like, what I'll do is I'll like sell the best bits in America.
Smart.
And then I'll get my dollars. And then Penguin were like, you know what? We would love a book from you, but you have to write a full new one.
Damn it.
Yeah.
Don't they understand that recycling old stuff is the only way to get through life? Come on.
I know.
So you actually have to work.
We had a star of Silicon Valley, TJ Miller, in
former.
Here. Former star, that's right. He's left now, but he's in he's in the upcoming Emoji movie.
Yeah.
So you can catch him in that either.
Yeah,
but he was saying that in New York, he can do between 6 and 10 shows in a night. Like, is that a similar setup for you when you're doing stand-up?
You can absolutely do that, but I do
Why
not do
would
that.
You? Yeah, I don't understand.
I mean, I don't, you know, you can do that. Yeah, because you know what it's like? There's like... I don't even know how many clubs, 20 clubs maybe. Mm. And then each of them have like 4 shows a night. So you can hop from place to place and get up and be like a hungry young comic for sure. But I kind of...
You're not.
I don't.
Not arsed.
What I love to do is like lie face down in my bed listening to podcasts.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned it. I want to talk to you about podcasts because I love Maeve in America.
Thank you.
which is your podcast about immigration.
Yeah.
So if anyone hasn't heard it, you should check it out wherever you get podcasts. You can get this. How's it been making that? Because it's effectively like making little radio shows.
Yeah. We've made two series so far, and it's about, I interview a different immigrant every week, and it's like immigrants in their own words. And we started it like not on purpose. Like we were in pre-production during the like election. And then the podcast actually like came out like 2 weeks after the inauguration, and Trump is anti-immigrant.
Yep.
That's like one of his favorites.
What? I didn't hear that.
I mean, the Irish are like fine by him because
sure,
we're white.
Sure, because they're white, obviously.
But apart from that, so it was like a hot time to do it. But I'm glad that we're doing it now. But it does make it like we have to have, it's more political now, and we have a lot of data to just try and counteract all the lies that are being told about immigrants.
Yeah. That was one of the things that appealed to me, was you going to experts in it and having this data and this information that wasn't just, as you said, like, you know, just someone telling their yarn about.
Yeah.
You know, I like the factual side of it as well. Yeah.
I know. I think comedians, like, you know, we just are like, I think we're very curious and everything, but like, we don't actually like know a lot.
Like, nope.
We're just like, no. But I mean, we love to give our opinions, but that doesn't actually mean that we know what we're talking about. So yeah, I do. I have like a data expert, and I have a, you know, I talk to different experts, but I try not to make it boring. It's hard.
Well, no, it's not boring in the slightest.
What kind of place do you live?
In.
Oh, I like to leave dramatic gaps between just before prepositions.
My God.
What do you like to eat? What kind of place do you live
marry?
In?
Him. Oh. Oh, no. Oh, we've been going out for 7 years.
Yeah, what kind of place are you living in?
I live in an apartment, and I was actually...
Is it like Friends?
I think he wants the address, Maeve, because he's going to go to New York sometime.
Am I holding
just knocking your door?
And sitting cross-legged on a sofa.
Yeah, in a loft.
It's funny because it's just like in a building near a park. and I was going up in the lift, and I only moved in there in November, so I haven't really met all my neighbours yet. It's like, I think there's about 30 units in the building, and it was just like me and this one guy in a lift, which is fine, but like, you know, I like had my headphones in and he kept talking to me, so I took them out, and then he was like, hey, what number are you, you know, what, you know, you're new, like what number are you in? Like, he was totally fine, and I was just, but I didn't want to tell him like my apartment number, and I was like 5C, and he was like, that's my apartment.
like, yes, I'm coming home with you.
I know, yeah.
He thought that was a shut up line. The thing I'm most impressed about,
what's your first name, Mr. Burns?
I don't know. I'm amazed that the most important, amazing thing about that story is that you said lift, not elevator. Because like, you've been living in New York for 3 years, do you not say cell phone on sidewalk?
You know what, I realised that Lily, my sister, is listening because she loves your show.
Hi Lily.
And she,
sorry, I spelled your name wrong today on Twitter.
And so what they love to do, I have all these sisters who love to listen to me and then torment me afterwards to say, you have a twang, or like, and when you said sparkling water, you said it like sparkling water. Are you Kim Kardashian now, Maeve? So I just have to be really careful. So actually, I would naturally have said elevator just because it's easier, because then when I'm in America, everyone's like, I'm sorry, lift? What?
The app
car
lift,
service?
Yeah.
So, but I suppose I'm code switching now because my sisters bully me.
Well, that's impressive. I'm impressed with your chameleon-like abilities.
Keeping you real.
You worked with Amy Schumer on her TV show, Inside Amy Schumer. Has that opened any other doors for you in terms of writing for more TV shows or anything like that? Or?
Yeah, I mean, I still punch up scripts. Like, that's my favourite job. So that's when you get a script that's all ready and they've written it already, and then you just get it for 2 days and you can sit at home and you just like add in jokes.
Cool. Right.
And you like add in lines. So I do that for like Comedy Central pilots.
Right.
And that's like a really nice gig, because in a normal writing room, this might be a bit like inside baseball or whatever, but like in a normal writing room, everyone sits around and kind of like shouts out their jokes, or like they kind of say, hey, what about this, what about this, and that actually doesn't suit my style, because right. I'm just like a passive aggressive like Catholic person, so I'm just like, I was about to say something like that. So like, what I love doing is like getting the script already and then just like adding in punching it off basically.
Brilliant.
Trying to make
that's
it
great. And they're
higher.
Like, hey, why are there so many jokes about Cove?
Yeah.
Cob Page.
Wait, if it's got a cathedral, shouldn't it be a city?
Actually, I know you're in and you're talking about your comedy career and your life in New York, but somebody wants to know, hey Maeve, is there anything to do in Cove for kids?
Yes, go to Fota. Well, I suppose that's different. But
well,
go,
no.
Fota Island is right next to Cove. It's just over the bridge. And that is incredible for children. And you could also go to the promenade and sit on the cannon.
And Maeve will teach your kids how to roll as well at yeah, some point. Yeah. You're gigging tonight.
Yeah, just get them real high.
You're in the joke shop at the Vodafone Comedy Festival tonight. And you were then in Big Red on Friday.
Yes, queen, as yeah, we say in America. I'd never say that in America.
The joke shop again on Saturday and the Laughter Lab on Sunday. So you're busy over the weekend.
Yeah, yeah. I'm delighted now and it's going to go very well and I'm going to think positively.
Excellent. Well, Maeve, it's great to have you back in straight off
thanks,
the plane.
Yeah.
We think your accent's gorgeous.
Oh, so thank you.
Keep
you
up
guys
the twang.
Are adorable.
She's changed. She's totally changed.